This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. The last night was the latest elimination from Network 10's MasterChef. And I think, hopefully, fingers all crossed, we have the lovely Peter on the phone. Welcome to Joy, Peter.
Hi, it is the lovely Peter here.
It is. We finally have you. Now, last night, first of all, commiserations for last night, because we loved you in the competition.
Oh, don't be sad for me. I would love to have kept going on, but, you know, if that was my time to leave, I was happy about that.
Now, the team challenge on Wednesday night looked very chaotic with the with that Marco White yelling quail at the top of his lungs for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If that was me, I would just, like, chuck at him.
Oh, look, you know, you saw 5 minutes of him doing it. I had to put up with 2 hours of it.
How did you do it?
Oh, look, I just kept my head down. I mean, you don't yell back at Marco Pierre White, you know, you just get on with it.
Now, you're in the blue team, and the team lost the challenge, but I think you cooked some really good food that night.
Look, I think, you know, as the show's progressed, as the team challenges have gone on, we've gotten better and better. You know, as teams, we've improved. As individual cooks, we've improved. It's a real kind of hothouse experience to go into MasterChef, and your learning curve is incredible.
We have the fabulous Stevie T with me at the moment. And Steve, you're a big fan of MasterChef, aren't you?
I am. I'm particularly a fan of the lovely Peter, I have to say. Peter, nice to chat to you. Your journey, how would you sum it up?
Oh, look, I kind of went into the competition as a bit of a dare. I didn't really think that anything would come of it. I didn't even think I'd get on the show. And, 6 months later, you know, I'd been riding this incredible roller coaster, and it has changed my life. I mean, there is no going back to my old life.
Mm. Now, Peter, I must say, when watching you cook on the show, you cook some gorgeous comfort food, and you cook with your heart. That is obvious when you cook, I think. But you can't teach that, can you?
No, I think my cooking comes from, you know, living in share houses and just and cooking for other people. I mean, that's always been about cooking for other people. And I guess I'm, you know, like all boys, I love my mum. And she kind of taught me how to cook, and it was kind of old school Australian home, you know, comfort cooking.
Now, Leo is the master at the MasterChef interviews. I'm just butting in, but I just have to say, Peter, it's been lovely watching you throughout your journey, progressing, not only taking the competition serious, but I guess learning new skills to take through to your real life. Yep. It's been really great to see that.
Yeah, look, it's been a real. I mean, I kind of went into the competition thinking, you know, if all I can do is just be myself, that will be an achievement, you know. And I feel like when I watch the show back, I go, yeah, that's me. That's who I am. That's what I'm like. I actually find the show is a very accurate representation of what happened for all of us in the competition.
Peter, on Sunday night, the top eight are going to New York. Without you, you must be really miffed about that.
Peter. Am I allowed to be really bitter and angry?
Yes, you're on Joy.
Well, that's the first time that I've actually allowed myself. I've been telling everyone, I've gone,
It's all fine. I'm dealing with it.
Look, you know, every time I see those ads for the New York programs that are coming, I'm fuming.
I have to say, Peter, in the house, you gay boys stuck together. Obviously, Billy and Craig and yourself were in the same room, weren't you?
We were in 3 beds in a row.
Oh, yay. Was it like Cher and Kylie blasting up the room every 5 minutes?
There was a little Cher, I must say. That did actually happen. and Craig is a pretty theatrical guy.
Is he, really?
Yeah, because Craig is in the Queensland Symphony Orchestra.
That's right.
Yeah, so he's a very talented guy.
Yeah, and Billy's a great friend. I was really lucky to be in this series with, you know, such lovely people.
Now, you mentioned on the show a few weeks ago that you were in a long-term relationship.
That's right.
By doing the competition, do you think this is your time to shine and maybe, like, reconnect with yourself?
So you're saying, is this the biggest RSVP ad in
history?
Peter on Joy 94.9. Anybody out there looking for any fun times, listen now and take note. He's looking.
And you can cook.
Yeah, well, look, I had been in a very long relationship, like 23-year relationship.
That's a long time.
It's a long time, you know. And it was just before I went into the competition that it broke up. So it was kind of a wonderful opportunity to reinvent myself, learn to stand on my own two feet as a single again, you know, start functioning like a single. And, I'm eager to date.
Now, like everyone in MasterChef, Peter, you guys have got some amazing plans coming up. Now, tell us about your future plans.
Well, you know, it's always been my long-term dream to leave Sydney, as much as I love Sydney, to move to the country. I'm only talking 2 hours from Sydney. And so I've moved up to the Hunter Valley, which is Australia's oldest wine-growing region. And it's got this fantastic food culture there. And I'm just going out and meeting all the growers and producers because that's what I want to get into. And everyone, MasterChef's an incredible calling card. Everyone is really happy to see me. They're generous with their information and their time. And so I'm just going out and introducing myself to, you know, all my new neighbours and finding out what everyone's up to.
Wow. So what is your ultimate goal, ultimate dream for them?
Ultimately, I want to be growing my own range of organic produce.
Oh, now that's a man. Yeah. That's a man and a half. Growing his own food, cooking his own food. I'm in, Peter. Just I'll give you my number after the show.
Okay, today.
Now, Peter, every week I try and get some cooking tips for our listeners. So your question this week is, what is the perfect comfort food we should cook for our friends when they come over on these chilly nights?
Look, I don't think you can go past. Just buy the best quality chicken you can buy. Buy the biggest range of root vegetables you can find, beetroots and radishes and potatoes, and just incinerate the whole lot of it. Just roast it. And it's not that complicated. You know, a roast chicken with beautiful vegetables and garlic is a thing of joy.
Oh, that sounds absolutely divine.
What a catch.
And final question, Peter, for you. We're getting down to the top eight now. Your final pick for the top two?
Well, my final pick for the top two are Danny.
And Hayden, do you reckon?
Hayden.
Oh, my two.
Really?
My two as well.
Because you know why? Because it's great to watch them on TV because I go, that's exactly who they are in real life. You know what I mean? There is no pretense about them. Completely authentic people. And Hayden is, you know, he's fabulous looking, but also he's bright, he's charming, he's emotionally intelligent, and Danny is a laugh riot, an absolute laugh riot.
Yeah, absolutely. They're great contestants, and I must say that obviously you're out of the competition now, and Hayden is pretty much a public favourite at the moment.
Yeah, look, I've noticed there's a number of girls who are desperate to marry him, to meet him.
Hello, all girls.
They can line up behind me, okay? They can all line up behind me.
Thank you so much, Peter, for joining us today on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Now, one promise that you have to keep, if you're in Melbourne, you're going to have to come in and share some cooking tips with us, all right?
I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
That'd be fantastic. Good luck for the exciting career and hope everything goes well for you.
It's been brilliant watching you, Peter. Best of luck.
Okay, great talking to you, boys.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.